speak.
Oh, yeah. Pastor say speak. I was taking too much time.
Right.
He say speak. It's always a blessing to be in the house of God and to be able to preach the word. And I wasn't expecting this. Y'all know Pastor, he always throws something in there at you. He throws something in there at you, but it's always meant for somebody. You know, God is good. I see both of my mamas and them back there.
All right.
Yeah, I've been going through a whole lot of things lately this past week and a half, for some months. It's been kind of hard on me because my mom, she just had a stroke Friday. So I left work, went to the hospital, but she's sitting back there now.
That's it, man.
Yeah, she's sitting back there now.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just thank God for the opportunity that's set before me. I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to be long at all. Like I said, I wasn't expecting it, but you know what the Bible say. Be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. All right, we're going to go into the word, Acts chapter 9. Starting at verse 1.
All right.
Yes, sir. Verse 1. When you get there, say amen.
So amen. We can,
everybody there.
Amen.
It reads, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." Mm-hmm. Let's skip down to verse 4. "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecute. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Mm-hmm. And go down to verse 10. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and has seen a vision. He has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, and he might receive sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath the authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Mm. All right, you may be seated.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, real quick, I want to talk about price versus value.
Right.
All right. Yeah, price versus value. All
right.
Yeah, I was, me and my wife, we was out. That was like last week or something like that. Last weekend we was out and we was at the mall. We was looking at some stuff. We was walking, and we was arguing before that. You know, we not perfect. I know some of y'all might be, but we not. We was beefing. She was mad at me too. She was mad at me, but she came to me. She was upset, and she said we was supposed to go get new rings for our anniversary. Our anniversary was Monday, so she say she came with the ring. She said, "Here." Even though she was mad. So the person at the store told her, they say, you're not going to put it on them? So I turned around, even though I know she was mad, I stick my hand out. You got to put it on me. Yeah, put it on me. So I went, and we was talking to the jewelry people, and I was like, well, pick, you know, what you want to do. And she was looking through there picking, and she said, well, that one too much. I say, just get what you're going to get so we can go. Because I don't like walking around the store a long time. I say, well, get what you want to get. So she looked at one and she said, I want that one. I said, okay. The lady said, it's going to be this much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, well, size it. So they sized it, turned around, and I told my wife, I say, we ain't getting no more. You know what I mean? We're not getting no more, no matter what the price is. And then I look at them and put on the spot because in reference, and I'm be quick to price versus value, we know the price of this ring, and I took it off my finger. Do you still love me? Because even with the ring or without the ring, she understand the value of what it is that we share. You see what I'm saying? There's price, and then there's also a value, a certain type of value. And in the scripture, we know that Jesus paid the price for all of us, for all of us. So I'm going to take you step by step through this real quick so we can go. So Ananias, he was sitting there. He was sitting there, and he was in prayer because he seen the vision. Paul was on his way to do some dirt. Paul was pretty smart. It tells you that. It say when it comes to being a Pharisee, I was the Pharisee of Pharisees. And it talks about all the knowledge and all the achievements and things that Paul had, worldly knowledge. You see what I'm saying? So it was hard to persuade Paul because Paul was angry. When he was on that road, he was real angry. There was some things going on in Paul's mind. He was breathing fire. He was ready to kill some people. He didn't care whether it was kids. It wasn't a matter of morality. It was a matter of what he had in his mind to do because he had received the orders to do it. So on his way to do that, Jesus stopped, and he seen him, knocked him off the horse. And he said, well, why do you persecute me? It's I who you persecute. Paul say, "Is what am I to do?" He said, I'm going to send you, and I'm going to tell you what you do. So he went back. He went his way and then to the street called Straight, and then Ananias went. When Ananias went, and he began to see the vision, and God said, hey, I need you to go talk to Paul. The first thing Ananias said is, man, is you out your mind? Yeah, is you out your mind? Because this is the same person that was whooping on saints, stoning them, beating people up, and he had just went on a mission to do that. So Ananias, see, he knew the price that was already paid, but he didn't know the value of what God had in store. You see what I'm saying? Ananias told Jesus, he told Jesus, a follower of Jesus, because Jesus paid the price for Ananias. He paid the price for Paul when Paul was still in his sin. You see what I'm saying? Paul was killing people. He was still in sin, and Jesus paid the price for him. Because Jesus seen one thing that Ananias didn't realize was the value. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to understand. We know Jesus paid the price, but we don't understand the value that he has on our life. And then you know how they say you watch how you treat. You see people at the store. You go and they see a preacher and stuff. They put their beers up and they start putting their cigarette. But I'm going to tell you something even better. You better, as a follower of God, you better watch how you treat you. Yeah. See, people will bully themselves and beat themselves up because of sin. And that's what separates you from God. Because sin will cause you to lose the fact of what your value is. See, when you first, most people when they first get saved, they read and they doing everything they supposed to do. And then they try, and then when they sin, which we going to do every day, every second. I mean, because it's spiritual law. The spiritual law. See, Paul knew what was going on. Paul knew, because at this time, before the commission, Paul was out there killing people because Jesus had already died. Yeah, and then he had already rose. So now the people that he's trying to kill is the people that's preaching Christ's resurrection, his death. Them was the people that was preaching that. And Paul said, I got a problem with them. He was breathing fire.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He was breathing fire. So Ananias say, man, Jesus, why do I got to go talk to this man? And he just did this. Yeah, because one thing about him, I don't care how long you've been in Christ. He was talking to Jesus, and he was telling Jesus Paul's resume. Yeah, he got to running his resume down like Jesus didn't know. You see what I'm saying? Jesus knew exactly where Paul was going, what he was going to do. But then Paul had a vision. He met Jesus. See, Paul knew about the law. He knew how to work the law. He knew the right words. He knew how to stand because he was real cultured.
Yeah,
he was cultured in the ways of the law.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of us, we know the Bible. We know what to say. We know how to say it. Open the floodgates of heaven. We can sing all that. And then when we talk about the floodgates, oh, God, we want to be blessed. Open and let it rain down from heaven. But when it rains, you know mud come with it. Huh? Yeah. We get mud. Yeah. When it rains. Yeah. When it rains, mud come with it. A lot of us want the floodgates to come down, but we don't want to walk in the mud. Yeah, we don't want to stop in the mud because the mud, hey, the mud, what it does, it causes us to slip and it causes us to slide right into sin. You see what I'm saying? Anytime that God is going to elevate you, it's going to be some mud. See, a lot of people don't like dirt. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people, I remember when we were little, we used to eat it. You know what I'm saying? And look at me now. You hear me? Yeah, we eat it because it builds your immune system. It's something about dirt. That built your immune system. It was something about the dirt, the things that Paul was doing, the things that he was going through, what he was going to do to the people. It was something that Ananias threw dirt on his name to Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, you got. If he did that with Jesus, you don't think it's somebody throwing dirt on your name too?
Well,
yeah, he told Jesus. Jesus say, "Hey, I want you to go holler at Paul. There's some things that I need him to do."
Yeah.
Paul, I mean, Ananias say, "No, man, he did this." It's somebody that say my wife on the phone. You know, my husband preached to my day. Oh, that Negro there. Is somebody going? Yeah, it's somebody that's going. It's always. But you do what God wants you to do. You know, it don't matter what the case or what the price may be. God will understand your value. You see what I'm saying? It's some people that's been saved 50 years, 100 years, and don't know the voice of God. Yeah, don't know the voice of God. See, when Jesus called Ananias, he said, "I'm here, Lord.
Amen.
Here, this is what I need you to do." Yeah. Though he had accusations to throw against Paul to Jesus, he said, "I'm here."
Yeah, yeah.
See, some of us, we wouldn't know the voice of God from the voice of the devil.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And some places that you go to, if right now the way it is spiritually, how churches conform instead of transform. See, church is people that are conformed to what's going on in order to reach. And God say, it's him that give the increase. Yeah, why would I compromise what's in here behind my opinion? See, my opinion don't mean anything as opposed to fact. See, I make them persuade somebody that don't know it. I mean, to give them a good opinion, it might say the right thing and make it sound good and look sophisticated, but they don't even know that I had to walk through the mud. You see what I'm saying? And walking through the mud consists of growth. God will put you in the place to be in the right place, and all you got to do is look at what he brought you through.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? I don't need no provocation to praise God. See, when I think about where he brought me from, Look, I remember, like he was saying, 5 years ago, I remember when I was sitting in that prison house. I remember when I was sitting there doing drugs. I remember I was high as they come. Yeah, and didn't know whether I was going or coming. Walking around, sitting at the park, and still saying, well, God got me. I can't slur him a word. And then if I tell you, he say, well, drum guru, he play too loud. I don't play loud enough, considering where God brought me from, because I gotta think about where he brought me from. See, I don't need no provocation. If you sitting down and you ain't jamming to it, I love it. You see what I'm saying? Because God brought me to a place to where I am today, and when I sit back and I think about where he brought me from, my worst day in there, my best day in there, is way I take a bad day here. I take a bad day here before I take a good day in there. I take a bad day walking with God before I take a good day walking with the devil, because I know who got my back. You see what I'm saying? No matter what nobody say, the Bible, it tells you right here. And then the beautiful thing about it is in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, it say, for I am persuaded. Yeah, it say, for I am persuaded. Yeah, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor power nor present things can separate me from the love of God. Now look, you think about the things that you did. You know, the people that accuse you or have accusations of you from trying. It say that nobody can separate me from the love of God. See, Paul, he knew the law. He knew it left and right, in and out. And then Paul turned around from trying to kill him to here. He had a testimony. See, Paul, he say, I'm gonna have him to do some things. He gonna see what he gotta go through for my name's sake. So Paul, he ain't walking to kill you now. So Paul, he turned around. He had a testimony then. He say, now I'm convinced. I'm persuaded. See, Paul wasn't persuaded at first. It was some things that had to happen to Paul along the way that had to persuade him. Because Paul, you couldn't tell Paul anything. Because Paul, he had a lot of knowledge. So Paul say, now, because if Paul persuaded, you see what I'm saying? Paul got some influence. You see what I'm saying? There was some things that happened that got Paul persuaded. And Paul say, and I'm persuaded. You know what I'm saying? That neither life, see, sin will enter into our life. See, the devil don't tempt you with nothing that you don't like.
All right, man.
Yeah, the devil don't tempt you. Look, if you don't care nothing about money, he not going to tempt you no money. Yeah. If you into the women thing, you know that song, put on your red dress. Yeah. You going to be tempted by what you desire.
All right.
By the things that you desire. But then God didn't never tell us that we wouldn't be tempted. He wouldn't never tell us. He didn't ever tell us that we not going to sin.
That's it.
He didn't never tell us that things wasn't going to happen in our life.
Yeah.
He didn't ever make none of them promises to us.
He didn't.
But he say, I'll be there. He say, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That means that I'm going to go through something. In order to have a testimony, I have to be the one through something. You see what I'm saying? It had to be some mud to come with the rain. You see what I'm saying? So when we talk about a blessing and we talk about being blessed, understand that it was some things that came with it.
Yeah.
The Bible tell you, say, heaven trembleth violently, and the violent take it by force. Meaning that sometimes we got to get in there. We got to get in there and go get it. Because the price as opposed to the value is totally different. See, we put a price. Jesus paid the price. But do you know the value of your life? That's why Paul say, I'm convinced. That's why he say, I'm persuaded that neither life nor principality nor things above, he say, can never separate me, because Paul understand the value of his life. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to be able to separate price from value. Y'all be blessed.
Come on, church. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for his word. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, we are the branch, but he is the vine.